This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You better clutch your nuts, honey, because it's time for Squirrel Talk.
We're being pursued by the almighty powerful that is Drag Race. Selena.
They won't leave us alone and give us a moment to rest.
I turned my fan off. You probably heard my fan, but you know.
I didn't.
My fan. I just love my fan so
Your
much.
Your only fan?
My only fan. That's what I have.
Please subscribe to Hillary's only fan. There's only one.
Yeah.
And it's not expensive.
Yeah. I'm the artist formerly known as Hillary Ass. Now Hillary takes it up the ass, just like my drag mom. Oh, do you want to hear a little sample I got? I have this new sample thing. This is
what do you mean sample? What do you like a song sample?
Yeah. It's our former mom.
Yes, my name is now Travis Connor. I am formerly known as the artist as Vicky Licks. My name is now Travis Connor. I am formerly known as the artist as Vicky Licks.
What are you doing? Are you building a soundboard here?
Yeah, because this program we record on now has this soundboard thing I noticed. And I was like, I always wanted to like upload a couple of clips from different shows.
That's
anyways.
Great.
Artist formerly known as Vicky Licks.
Yeah. She's going to love that.
Does she still listen?
I doubt it.
You know, I was looking at our board, and do you know something that's sad and why I was talking about the Drag Race thing? Since we talked about All-Stars, our listener count went up like 50%.
Are you serious? How did they know we were talking about All-Stars?
I don't know. It might have been the title of the episode.
God damn you people. This is what you want from us? You want it? Aren't you sick of it?
It was like 50% more viewers. It was pretty funny. I was like, awesome. So they like us, but they like Drag Race more.
So we went from two listeners to four. Is that what you're saying?
It was more like four listeners to six.
That's not double. That's not 50%.
It was like a 50% increase. You know, 50% increase, not like 200%. I don't know. Math is...
I don't know how ratios work. Let's have Kine as a guest and have her explain it to us.
It's some kind of ratio. It depends upon if you mean the median or the mean or the mode or the banana split. You know, it really depends. If there's chocolate sauce on
You're no longer on Twitter, right? You abandoned it when you had your meltdown.
Twitter had its own meltdown thanks to that guy with the electric cars. All that bullshit.
You left before he took over.
I could sense him. I could sense the assholery. My name is Hillary Yass, by the way. I'm good at sensing yasses.
You are. But on Twitter, the whole thing is when two people are in an argument. Whoever gets more likes gets the ratio. People are like, you'll see the comments being like, ratio.
Oh, because they call it the ratio?
The ratio, yeah.
Is this where my drag daughter got this? It's like, I have a higher booking ratio.
I think it's where she got it from.
Ratio. I have the ratio.
should rebrand this podcast as the ratio podcast.
Squirrel ratio.
Ratio.
Hey, squirrel ratios. How you doing?
Ratio talk.
We're just, we don't nut and cut. We mean, median, and mode.
I forgot about nut and cut.
Yeah, remember we used to nut and cut our lame takeover of Toot and Boot?
I don't think it was lame. I think it was brilliant. And now we multiply and divide.
Yeah. It's kind of boring, actually. It's not what it used to be.
What's not?
The pod.
I think the pod's...
It's dead.
Better now than it ever has been.
We're DOA. We're DOA.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We haven't talked about Drag Race in forever, and now they just want it. They want to hear us talk about outfits and fashion
and that upsets me. If you're here to listen to a podcast about Drag Race All Stars, you're going to be highly disappointed because we will touch on it.
Oh yeah,
but it won't be entertaining.
Yeah. So, I just got back from vacation.
You were in Puerto Vallarta.
Is that how you pronounce it? Puerto Vallarta.
Okay, not the way you just said it.
No, I think mine had more lisp, so it was more masculine. Puerto Vallarta.
Well, don't do that.
Is it? No, it's not.
It's not at all. Where did you stay, by the way? Did you stay in La Romántica?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, outside of there, but we went there, and we went to the Palm Cabaret and saw Mama Tits.
Who's that?
A drag queen that's been performing there for a while. She had a 74 show run, so right recently, but I think she performs rather for a while.
Is she American, Mexican? Who is she?
I think she's a bit of both.
A Mexican American. Okay.
Yeah, I think she's a bit of both. And she was really funny and really fun. And it was just a good show. It was a good live singing.
Did it make you want to go out there and do a show?
Yeah.
It did, eh? Like,
oh, wow. This kind of work. This works on a Saturday night out here. Work.
Now, is that the only cabaret you went to, or did you try other venues as well?
Well, we didn't. We only went into town one night. Because we had like seven days. We went to a resort. We wanted primarily to sit on our asses and eat food, which is already something we do at home, but we wanted to sit on our asses for extended periods and eat food for extended periods.
Yeah.
By the beach.
I know. That sounds so nice right now.
It was really nice. It took me a full, 3 days to even feel like I was on vacation. Do you know?
Really?
What I mean?
No, I don't know.
I didn't feel it. Like, I was just like, I wasn't.
You missed me so much. You were like, I wish I was back with Selena right now.
Honestly, I was thinking about work. I was thinking about work. I was thinking about gigs. I was thinking about creative stuff. And I was just like,
what gigs? You don't have any.
I have a low book ratio, but I have some gigs.
I got to say, I have never been to a resort except one time. It was in 2015, and I booked a commercial that shot in Cozumel at a resort. And so they flew me down for 2 days.
Yeah.
And the first day I flew down, I was by myself because the rest of the cast hadn't arrived yet. Mm-hmm. And I was just like laying on the beach and I was like, oh, it was in the middle of the busiest time of my life. And I was like, holy crap. Like, you can do this. You can just go to a beach and just turn off. Like, that's insane to me. Yeah. And it really changed my perspective on vacations. I still have never done it again. Every time I go on vacations, I go to cities. I like to go to places where I can walk a lot and pop into different places and see a bunch of things and meet locals and have sex with them. But what I need is what you had. So, but I know if I went to Puerto Vallarta, I'd just be out every night. I want to see all the shows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I kind of intentionally make sure I don't do that. I don't know. This vacation was like a restful vacation. It was like purposefully we are not doing a lot. Kind of, you know, it was like no, we are. I think it's a healthy outlook on life. I mean,
no, maybe, good for you for the discipline of not getting out there.
Well, I don't know if it's discipline. Maybe it's just I'm really lazy.
Yeah. But,
you know, maybe it's good to be lazy sometimes. There's always a positive side to every vice.
It is always good to be lazy. My rule is if I got one thing done, I'm allowed to be lazy for the rest of the day.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for y'all.
Thank you.
But still, it is really hard to relax. I don't know what it is. It's like finding the right thing to stop thinking about things and just kind of let go. of everything. And also, you know what I find relaxing or slowing down does? It just kind of like brings up new stuff that you didn't realize was already there.
Right.
You know, like, it'll be like, oh, I feel so comfortable lying on this beach. Mm, my back hurts.
Really?
Do I have back pain? Oh my God. I need to work on my back pain. You know what I mean? Like, there's always something new. It's like a light. It's like an onion. You like peel one layer off.
You peel the layers. Yeah. It's fun because then when you're like on a vacation, you have these realizations like, oh, I should work on this when I get back. And then you get back and you don't.
No.
You don't work on it. How's your back right now?
It's okay. I think by relaxing, it just made it better. But I also, because I've got this new job, right? And there's a lot of sitting and there's a lot of walking and I don't know.
A lot of sitting and a lot of walking.
A lot of sitting at a computer, but like then walking around and like moving chairs around and like, I don't know, scheduling things and stuff. And then you don't really realize what it's doing to your body. Like, on a positive note, it was great because I was like, oh, I actually have a schedule and I have to move around. Because in the pandemic, I was just so like, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what to do with my life. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with my life at all times. I'm not a...
Just during the pandemic?
That's the problem, Selena. That's the problem. I never know what to do with my life. Uh-huh. So when I'm given unlimited amounts of time, I'm like,
Right.
So a little bit of structure has been good, but it also kind of like presents new complications and problems and you know, changes your body, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm upset with my body right now, actually, myself. I have like chronic illness. My diagnosis is a basic one. It's generalized hypermobility spectrum disorder.
Jennifer Coolidge syndrome. Oh my God.
But I do have chronic pain, but I am a, what is this?
What's his name? What's the hot dog's name?
Leslie.
Julio Andreas.
No. Oh, yours is better. Yours is better. I said Leslie. But
middle name, Leslie.
Julio Leslie Andreas. But like, I can still get it up and like really still give 110% at my shows. Yes, Hillary, I get boners too. That amused you so hard as you took it.
I wasn't sure if you were making a pun or just actually like get it up. I was like, wait, did she mean her boat? I think she did. Wait, that wasn't a pun. That was just life.
There's just life. What I'm trying to say is I can still perform at my full capacity. However, last week,
at her full capacity.
I'm going to murder you. I hate everything about it. I'm exiting this podcast. Thank you for listening to the last episode. But no, last week at my brunch, I noticed that I just could not give it my all.
You couldn't give it your all.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you.
Package.
I hate you.
Okay. Yeah, you couldn't give it your all. Okay.
Yeah. Why? Body was just too tired. It was like, no, we're not going to do all the splits we normally do. We're not going to run around that we could normally do. So, even my jaw was like, we're not going to lip sync like we normally do.
You like to tell me that you always give it all and you're just like, I don't care.
I do. Yeah.
175% at all times.
Am I Vicky Lex? You're using a Vicky voice on me right now.
I turned into Vicky. Now you're Vicky too. Yeah. So you couldn't. You literally couldn't.
I couldn't do it. And I don't know. I have a brunch tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to do for it. I'm a little nervous. I went to my osteopath today.
Who's the guest tomorrow, though?
The guest tomorrow is Paris Matic.
Wow. Are they good?
They're amazing. They're fantastic. They're a great performer. They're a great dancer. They're Mexican. They're from Mexico, where you just were.
Oh, work. Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll be fine. I mean, what's her name on the other show, right? I can't remember. Batty Banks is really good. No, but the other show, I think you had like...
Which other show? What are you talking about?
It was a drag king. I can't remember.
Last week was Buster Hyman.
Buster's a little bit low energy. So if you were low energy, it was probably just low energy. That's okay.
That's not it.
It's not it.
No, because it doesn't matter if my guest is a dancer. Like, I'll still give it 100%. You know what I mean? Like, I'll still go all the way.
Okay.
But I just couldn't this one time. Hillary, feel bad for me.
Well, I mean, I don't feel bad for you. You're doing quite well. Like, you do good things. But I mean, you know, I think that's really important that you're like feeling like a limit. That we do have capacity. We do have like... It's better than a plateau where it's just like, I'm always giving it. I'm working. I'm twirling. I'm a sissy, fierce bitch. Even
just call me a sissy?
Yeah, a sissy bitch. Sissy fierce bitch.
Is that a homophobic slur that you're using on me right now?
Yes, cancel me. You get a limit. You find your limit. That's a good thing, don't you think?
It's yeah. Like, what's the slogan? Know your limit, play within it. What is that? Is that Mountain Dew? No. What is it?
Oh.
Gatorade?
Know your limit. Know your
limit. Yeah, look it up. Please hurry. We need to know.
Student mental health awareness.
Oh God, well, that's important.
This phrase might be the OLG's tagline. So the Ontario lottery. So know your limit, play within it. Don't take a gamble on life, Selena.
Thank you. I will not. I recently purchased a ticket for the Daily Grand because I'm convinced I'm going to win it.
Yeah.
And I tried to manifest and I was like, I am the Daily Grand winner. I am holding the winning ticket. And I held it in my pocket for weeks. Yeah. And I was convinced I won it. And then when I scanned my ticket, I 100% lost. I won nothing.
And that is when you should have realized that you are a sissy bitch.
Thank you.
In that moment, you realize Selena Vile is a sissy bitch. I think it's okay. We all have limits. I definitely have limits. And I think we find our limits when we least expect them to. I think I talked about this before, but like, you know, Camp Wanakiki was a bullshit ride of bullshitness and craziness.
And but you won a bunch of money that you never got.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like that moment of like just snapping. I didn't really realize how like losing would affect me right at the end after like waiting for a year. And then it made me really emotional, or like I got emotional in the wrong time. Or, you know, sometimes if like you don't know your limit until you get there and you just keep pushing and then it just happens and then it all just like falls apart. Just like,
yeah, I relate to that absolutely. I've had a full-on breakdown, like a full mental health and physical health. There came a point where my knees stopped bending.
Oh my God, your knees.
Yeah, and it like was connected to my kidneys, and I had to go see a bunch of specialists. I had to take time off. I had to stop working. Mm-hmm. This is right before I started drag. And this is kind of why I started drag, is because I had time off and I had time to like reflect and think, and was like, all right, maybe now it's time to take up Vicky on her offer to start drag, because she did ask me like a year prior to me starting, be like, I want you to be my drag daughter. And I was like, no, what are you fucking talking about? I'm not a drag queen. Yeah. And then once I burnt out, I found out, I guess my mental health was very weak, and I was like, all right, I'll go to Vicky.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you became a drag queen. Out of burnout?
Out of burnout.
Oh, so this
isn't that weird?
So this is actually, drag is actually you going easy. Is that it?
Putting kinda. The weight down,
it's actually you like at 50%. Hmm.
Here's where I'm at right now, which is great, is I'm in a position now where I don't have to do it all the time. I can do it just just a few times a month. And that has felt, I've changed my schedule. I don't know if I've talked about this yet. If I have, forgive me. But I have changed my schedule to where I'm only, if I'm at the restaurant, I'm only working a couple lunches a week. Uh-huh. And then if I'm doing drag, I'm only doing my weekly brunch and then a couple monthlies. And then other than that, I have my evenings free. And it's been very nice.
Yeah. So you only do like a couple shows a week, and that's plenty. Isn't that funny? A queen like yourself with such a low booking ratio is still exhausted, but is doing well. I just booking ratio is not everything. It's the quality. It's what you want to get out of it.
Oh, for sure. I once had a queen say to me, she was like, well, how many days a week do you work? And I was like, bitch, I choose when I work. Like, I don't take every chicken shit gig that comes my way.
It's like, are you sure you want to get in a face for $50? Go ahead.
Yeah. And perform for no audience at the well? I don't know.
Speaking of, it's Pride Month coming up and the gigs are flowing. It's
how's your booking ratio for June?
It's 2 to 3 gigs a week.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the basic bitches say. Nice, Hillary. Good for you, Grandma.
No, I think it's great. There's some people who have nothing.
Well, exactly. But it was not hard to fill it up. And I have a whole bunch of different stuff. Messy Productions. We're doing some drag bingos.
You're working with that bitch, eh?
Of course I am. Of course I'm obligated. And we're doing our show, Sex and the Golden Girls.
Which I'm very excited about. We have our cast in place.
I'm putting on the first show at the Junk Candy Box Second City Training Center Theater.
I'm going to miss that. I'm sorry I'm going to miss that.
That's okay, but I'm putting on the first show there.
Wait, the first show?
Yeah, it's going to be the first like rental show.
Look at you.
I know.
You're like cutting the ribbon.
I'm like cutting the ribbon. I'm making the world happen. And I'm doing some stand-up shows with Gay AF Comedy and the B-Girls. Mm-hmm. I'm doing Homo Night in Canada. That show's been going on forever.
Is that at Buddy's?
Yes, and all of the famous gay comedians are on it. I'm very happy. I'm very excited.
You're one of the famous gay comedians, bitch. When is that one? When is the B-Girl show? You don't even know. Where can we find this information? At hillaryass.com?
You can find it all at hillaryass.com. The Homo Night in Canada is the 23rd at Buddy's. The June 23rd.
Oh, what time?
I don't know. 7:30, I think.
Oh, then I'll miss you.
Are you going away? Are you going away? Do you have a show?
I have a show that night. It's the only like official Pride booking I got this year, which is the Arab stage.
Oh, work. See, you got the Arab stage. I got the funny people. Work.
I'm Arab and you're funny.
Because white is boring. Uncloseted Comedy in Hamilton. I'm doing that show. Ray Luckdust's thing. And we're doing a bingo for the gay church in Toronto.
I like that.
We're doing that. I don't know. It was very weird. Like, things just kind of like kept coming. And I was like, okay. I work a full-time job. I can only take two weeks, maybe two.
Yeah.
Because that's my weekend. And then I work 7 days straight for a month.
Don't you love saying no?
Yes. I love saying
no. It's great. It's so great to say no.
Love saying no. And I don't like to do like more than one show a day. I don't understand the queen who is just like, guys, I'm so busy during Pride. I'm working 17 gigs on the Saturday. I go to a bridal shower. Then I do the Pride stage. Then I do the Cheese Factory. I'm in the cheese aisle. Vicky, like,
she definitely did work in the cheese aisle one Pride. I remember that so well. No, it's true. Last year I had that kind of schedule where I was like bouncing around a lot, and I didn't want to do that this year. And I'm glad I'm not.
It's wild. It's disorienting. It's not even fun. It's not even fun.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like for us or like fun, but then of course with drag it's like it's your Christmas. It's like your time to make money, I guess.
Well, that's the thing for me especially is like I don't like to go out, and I like to make money. So if you pay me, I'll be there. But if I'm not going to go if I'm not being paid to be there.
No, and I won't.
Yeah,
I won't. So season 5 of Camp Wanakiki is coming out, right?
It is, and you're doing a review show with Clinica, last season's winner. Didn't win, it was Clinica. She won. You were a winner.
despite popular belief that we are bitter rivals and that I burned down her hometown of Columbus, it's not true.
your differences aside for the sake of more camera time.
Yeah, we exactly. On my YouTube channel, the more popular YouTube channel with a whole 200 subscribers. Love it. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and watch our review of Camp Wanakiki. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Cult Wanakiki.
Yeah, we're calling it Cult Wanakiki because I thought it was going to be fun to wear hoods. That was about it. We had to come up with it real fast.
They're white hoods, right, that cover your faces? Is that what you're wearing?
white, pointy, and you know, we do some lynchings, and, you know.
Don't.
Wait a second! Oh no, I'm not supposed to say this live on air. Oh my goodness! Never mind.
You're awful. You're terrible, Muriel.
No, we don't do that at all. Black hoods. It was like a cult thing. Did you know on our season that was actually what the promo was supposed to be? I think I've said that before.
You told me that. I don't know if you said it on the pod, but you did tell me that.
We were supposed to do this, like, we're all in black hoods walking up a cliffside going, do you want a kiki? And then we march around a campfire in these, like, rayon flammable cloaks, and I almost got set on fire slamming cane things with lights on top, like Proud Boys, going, do you want a kiki? And then we would all, like, reveal ourselves in front of green screens. It's like, surprise, it's not Dragula. We're gay and campy. Oh my God.
Now, what do you think of the new cast?
It looks shitty, so I guess they didn't use it, but we're making it cult Wanakiki. This cast is something.
Oh, okay.
They are really.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to check out cult Wanakiki. No, they're really well put together. I will say that. They look really well put together. That said, I will say that some of them, I feel like they're trying to steal my act, and there will only be one Hillary Ass.
What are they doing?
One Selena Vile.
Well, I mean, there. If you take half a Hillary Ass and half a Selena Vile, you get one whole Tara Newhole.
Is that her name? Newhole?
It is Tara Newhole. Yeah.
Do you know Tara Newhole?
You know what? I looked her up, and it turns out we follow each other, which probably happened during the pandemic because a lot of queens just started following each other, like.
Is that
all
just
around.
Code for like you guys banged once?
Where's she from?
Like Florida.
No.
You've been there. You've been down that hole.
No, you're right. And I did have sex in Florida when I was there. But it was not with her.
Okay, fair enough. Her camper look looks like if you smushed me and you together. It was kind of funny. And there's a couple other campers I'm noticing they're maybe doing like a little bit of a me. I think that's really interesting.
They're walking around going, I'm Canadian.
No, but they're like putting on a personality.
Which is what I want from this show. I want them to put on a personality.
But they're like trying to do it like I did, I think. And I'm not sure if it's as successful.
I got to go watch this promo and figure it out.
I'm not sure. You know, but it's really interesting watching different, like the seasons progress. Like, because like I watched the previous seasons before my series, and I took what I could from that, and I think they've taken stuff from our season, you know, like it's so cool.
I have a question for you. Would you recommend someone else who's Canadian apply for that show?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, you think so?
I have no problem with it. I mean, I think if you want to do it, just set your expectations low and go for fun. Not really, it's like, it's not a monetary thing, and
it's definitely not.
Yeah.
In fact, it costs you money to get, not even just to make your looks, but to get out there, right?
I mean, but so does Drag Race. Like, so do all of them technically cost you money. But they do provide, like, opportunities and platforms, potentially. One of the biggest barriers I've found, though, is that all of the opportunities that it really provided me are American, really.
Yeah, which is what the goal, because Canadian opportunities don't exist, period.
Yeah, but I mean, I am known by some of the Canadian camp queens now, especially now, and some of the Drag Race, Canada's Drag Race camp queens took notice of me because I was on Camp Wanakiki. So, I mean, it was good. Like, I've been able to forge some connections with people, which is nice.
Now,
but at the same time, going to the States is hard. And I don't know if you agree with me, but like, they don't pay well down there. Like, booking fees are not the same. And
that's interesting to know, because I'm always like, I want to bring up an American girl, but then I'm like, oh, I can't. Like, she's going to think our booking fees are low. But it's low there, even more low than ours,
I find. And also, they don't do as much as we do. Like, they usually, like, book people for, like, a couple songs. It's not like Toronto. Like, we do way too much up here.
We do.
But we pay. Usually decent.
The tips are usually decent.
And the tips are good. Do you know how many $1 bills you have to pick up to get as much from like just the fives and 20s coming in Canada.
I know.
I would be like grabbing. And then people would be stingy with their ones. And I'd still only end up with like 60, 70 bucks. Canada, like you end up with $200-$300
yeah.
on a good night, on a similar night. It's wild.
Yeah, it is very different in that regard. You're right.
So my problem is that everything is so far. I would love to go perform with people more, but like pay for my travel, pay for my accommodation, give me a good booking rate because the tipping isn't good enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to do that show, the filming is like a week, right? It's a quick.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, Camp Wanakiki, the filming is about 2 weeks. It's about two
weeks. Oh, okay.
2 weeks nonstop.
Right. Which is, like, compared to Drag Race, which is like 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah. It's like five weeks or something like that. And then, yeah, it's, of course, different. You know, you're not in a hotel. You're in a campground. Similar. The prep time is similar. Camp Wanakiki is anywhere between a month and 2 months. Season 5 apparently got 2 months to get ready.
Okay.
I think really helped, you know, if you have 2 months to prepare.
Yeah, it does help.
It really does.
Good.
I mean, like, yeah, it just takes time for things to get here. Like, if you order fabric or whatever, like, you can't even make anything.
Here's the thing. If you want quality looks, you got to give people time to put them together.
Yeah. So I'm excited for the season. It's going to be fun. But I'm also very intrigued by the personalities because I'm like, why is everyone just trying to be me? I'm already good enough.
Right.
I'm already me.
I mean, are you?
Don't try to be me. Be yourself.
I'm not trying to be you. I'm trying to be James Mansfield.
Be a slutty bitch hoe, just like Selena Vile.
Hee hee, tis I. Wait, speaking of James Mansfield, she's on a new show, and we got to talk about it a little bit. Just a little bit.
We have to talk about that now? Okay, should we take a break?
I think we should take a break.
Take a break?
Okay.
Okay, wait.
What are we waiting for?
This funny little TV show. I don't know if you could even call it TV.
There you go.
What was that?
Nastarina.
And I was on this funny little TV show. I don't know if you could even call it TV.
This is what she was like. This is when she was on a podcast?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And with that, we take you to the break. Bye.
And I was on a funny little TV show. I don't know if you could even call it TV. And I was on a funny little TV show. I don't know if you could even call it TV.
And we're back.
I was on this funny little TV show. I didn't know if you could go on TV. Did I do a good job?
Nastarina. Yeah. She doesn't actually have an accent. She puts it on, eh?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's just her. She just kind of has a very affected way of talking. I think she's from like Wisconsin or something. So she's kind of like, well, I think, but then she just puts on this little accent and makes it kind of avant-garde.
That's insane.
It is, and I love it.
I had a couple of people from Michigan at my show the other day, and when I was talking to them, I did not understand a goddamn word they were saying. It was very hard.
Right.
Konnichiwa, everybody. It's me, Vicky Lick.
That is me as Vicky Licks. That is... You're unhinged. How many episodes did you go through to find?
Hola, hola, squirrels. It's me, Vicky Licks.
And that is you as Vicky.
And that was me as Vicky. Anyways.
Are there like 800 more of these that you're just going to pepper in throughout that I have to guess?
I've only got like a couple, but I was able to get a couple before we started, including Eve 6000's epic story, in case you wanted to hear that.
I did not listen to that episode.
Yeah. She went on and on about Drag Race. It was kind of, this is my impression of it. Here we go. was cobblestone floors. And I had to wait for 10 minutes. And then I knocked on the door and I was like, I'm sweating in here. I need to get on the stage.
The problem being there was no air conditioning.
Did you even tell
and
the
they
difference?
Would not let us open a window or a door. So we had no like air circulation. It was very hot. It was the hottest day ever recorded in May in Toronto. So it was super fucking hot. None of us were prepared for that.
That's
in
so
the
funny.
Like package they sent us, they said something like, oh, make sure to bring sweaters because it might be cold in the workroom. So I brought fucking warm clothes to be there. That's why I didn't have any fucking clothes to wear. And every other day I was wearing the same thing in the workroom because I had no fucking like clothes for warm weather because it was fucking hot as hell.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they had me.
And it went on for 20 minutes.
Oh my God. And you ended.
All three of us just sat there, just kind of like,
Oh my God. She is the Delta work of Canada.
She is so ridiculous. Just complaining about nothing. Just like complaining about waiting. Okay.
Good for her.
Speaking of All Stars 8 is on and we wanted to talk about it. Did you watch the first few episodes?
I did. And can I say right off the bat?
No.
I don't. Okay.
Absolutely not. Stop. Goodbye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye. I don't understand why Paramount Plus is releasing these episodes in the middle of the night as opposed to like at 8 p.m. like a civilized television network, which they're not a network, but like we have fucking viewing parties to host. Not we do, but like some people do.
Right.
Let people watch it all together. Why do they have to release it in the middle of the night when I'm asleep and have to wake up to like, listen, I'm not someone who complains about people spoiling shit on Twitter. Watch the show or stay offline. However, if it airs while I'm asleep and the rest of us are asleep and then we have to wake up to spoilers, that's not cool.
Anyway, carry on.
I hate you, Hillary ass.
Oh, I was gonna make one of that too, but I didn't.
You can't use me on me.
Anyway, carry on.
Jesus Christ, I'm gonna hate this podcast from now on.
Oh my God.
Anyway, what are your thoughts on this dumb show that we watch?
Those things like that, and
yeah. As soon as she said that, the next thing that you said was, "Did you just belch?"
Was that a live episode? We record like when we recorded it all together.
Yeah, that was when Vicky came onto the podcast for the final time. Okay, so yeah, in the middle of the night, I mean, mild complaints. You sound like Eve 6000 right now. So the episodes, though, why do they launch them two at a time? I didn't.
They don't.
Watch...
It was just this one was a double, like that double episode premiere.
I know, but two episodes, like it's already the first one was already 68 minutes long. The second was 62, I think.
Yeah,
that is Lord of the Rings length. Like they should be launching these in theaters with popcorn.
And we're not even watching Untucked because they're not giving us Untucked in Canada.
I don't want Untucked. I don't want it. Like what do you think that it have anything to say in Untucked?
Actually, like, yes. Because Untucked is where the deliberations happen and where people like plead for their lives. And and I believe something happened this week on Untucked. I saw a clip of it and I was like, I didn't get to see that. That was like actually, it was it was neither of them. It was somebody else talking about wanting to quit.
Heidi wanted to quit?
Yeah.
Why? Why did she want to quit? Let's talk about it here.
I think it had to do with her not being in the top because I'm going to let you watch the episode next week because you haven't seen episode 3 yet.
Oh, episode 3. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So she wanted to be in the top because she's conceited. Great. Love that.
No, here's the thing is like, I'm going to say the deliberations, like the judging for week 3 is insanity.
Is
it? The people in the top probably should have been on the bottom or safe. The people who were all safe were all people who should have been on the top.
Okay. So you watched the third episode.
Yes, like a normal person.
I just got back from vacation. I only had time for two. And then I
excuses,
was like, no,
excuses.
I'm not doing the third. We can catch up later. But yeah, the first two were pretty good. I don't know why they didn't do a talent show.
Because that musical number was awful. It was bad.
You wanted to see bad stuff? What? Why?
No, I'm saying you're right. There should have been a talent show because what they ended up doing was so bad.
Oh, it was horrible. Like, I thought it was really boring. I thought that everyone should have been doing talent. Like, what do they think, that the girls weren't talented?
And when did they record those vocals? Because they did not produce them at all.
No, in fact, they sounded like they put on like a weird radio filter. So everything just kind of sounded like Bane.
Yeah, and it's not the first time. There's been a couple seasons lately.
You know?
There's been a couple seasons lately where the sound has been, like, even season 5 of All Stars, I noticed also, was like that.
Also, talk about a back B-list, C-list crap song. It was the producers of Drag Race, Sexy Cool, Rich Bitch, or whatever.
Yeah, Money, Fame, Glamour, Success, or something.
Money,
I don't
know. Glamour. You know, a song that they had on 8-track that they went around to clubs back in the 60s, you know, with their boy band. Their two.
Wow, you're being ageist right now.
Whatever. They were ahead of their time.
Wow.
My God, you're coming for me for being ageist?
I will find any excuse to get you canceled, Hillary.
you're really trying to end this podcast, I can tell. We're gonna make it to episode 200, damn it. We're on 190, you know.
Oh my God, away. We're so close.
We're 10 away.
Let's see if we can get it canceled by then.
Episode one.
Good. Yeah.
The looks were really cool. They did the runway thing from like season 7, the fall fashion now and then runway. I thought that was an interesting choice to, like, I wouldn't say that these are fashion queens. I would say that.
Correct. They're camp queens. They're
underdogs, camp queens, people not known for fashion. And then they're like, do a fashion runway.
Right.
And I was like, why?
But there were some amazing looks. There were some Alexis Michelle really churned that out.
For now and then. Yeah. Oh yeah, that Norma Desmond updated thing with the smoky eye was really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like a pantsuit. Was it pantsuit kind of thing? With like big pants, like white pants all over?
I honestly don't remember. I just remember liking it.
Oh, I don't remember.
I'll tell you
what. That and
like mother, like daughter.
I'll tell you this though. When we got to the now, I was like, wow.
It sucked.
Like, not that their effort sucked, it's just like celebrity fashion sucks now.
So there was a bit of controversy about Darian Lake's look, and they were like, if a pretty girl wore a Darian Lake's t-shirt and jeans, they would have been like, good for you. I disagree. I think that sucked. The look sucked. It was bad look, and obviously, I don't know what she was thinking.
I disagree with you, because it is very now. Like, it is what a bona fide superstar who, like, of now, it was her defining look, and that is what, and like Darian stepped out of her comfort zone and out of her box and showed us something completely different that we wouldn't have expected from her.
But it wasn't a good look. It just looked kind of baggy and stupid. But it also wasn't dragged up. You know, another person who did that, though, was Mrs. Kasha Davis. She did the Jenner look.
Yes.
And it was very, very pedestrian, but it was dragged up. And so I was like, I'll give it a pass because it's dragged up. You know, like there was sparkles all over it. But like,
right.
I wanted Billie Eilish just dragged up. I didn't want a t-shirt. It just wasn't, it didn't look good. It didn't look good.
Fair.
I saw where she was going, but I was like, you're in a t-shirt.
Right. So based on these first two episodes, who are you actually excited about and who disappointed you?
So I'm excited about James Mansfield. Just really killing it. I think underrated. I think came second place for the first 2 weeks easily.
Yeah.
Like, killed the challenges.
I don't think the first week, but definitely the second week.
Like, killed the challenges, proved that they can kind of move, not dance, but like they can do it and sell it with their personality. They can write lyrics that are funny, funny, funny. Mm-hmm. And the looks are amazing.
Yeah.
She's got the skills.
Yeah, this is what I knew she could do. So I'm really happy she's back and showing us that she's doing it.
Like a big, big, yeah. The judges really liked, in what's her name? Kahana Montrese. Really,
yes.
Kahana. I don't really care for it. I just find it very Vegas. Very like, she borrowed a lot of costumes from her friends in Vegas showgirl pageants. Like, and I think that's going to be her undoing, is wearing outfits. Everything looks like Vegas. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
I kind of disagree. Okay. And you know what? For the first two episodes, actually, I know where you're going with this, because the first two episodes I watched, I was like, eh. Showgirl, and then showgirl. Episode three, she really turned it on for me.
Okay. Well, I didn't watch episode three, so I guess you're a little bit ahead of me.
Well, if you did your job and came prepared, then you would know.
I was bored by some of the looks, I think. You know, I was bored by the looks that were just well done, like old school, and didn't like add anything new.
Right.
There was a lot of classic silhouettes that were pretty, but like Alexis Michelle really turned it. James Mansfield's Spanish look with the burlesque reveal.
Yeah.
My God. Again, James really being slept on.
Jimbo is murdering it.
And Jimbo is just destroying the competition.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She has something that a lot of people don't understand. Like, yeah. She has a uniqueness factor and a stupidity, and just like, she'll go there, and she's so out of the box. And a lot of people, I feel like, don't understand what Rue loves about her.
No,
because they don't possess that ability. They don't have what she has.
They don't understand. They're like Nasha Lopez in the acting challenge.
Okay. Can we talk about Nasha for a second?
Can we talk about Nasha's acting when she tried to put on a SNL character? I really appreciated the SNL montage. Like,
I loved it.
You know, like them doing a sketch comedy. I was like, oh my God, it's my moment.
Yeah, I actually really, really like that.
Yeah.
Nasha. So I said last week on the pod,
yeah,
that I'm not excited about Nasha, and I think she has nothing to show us. And yeah. I want to say I feel vindicated, because she is such a dud on this show. I'm sure she's a fantastic queen outside of the show. She's not built for Drag Race. And I don't care if she called up RuPaul before season one and said, I want you to start a show where drag queens can be showcased. I don't care if she made it on season eight and she was a bring back. She went home right away. There's a reason. She's not built for this show.
I think she also, you know, and no shade to Nasha, but like, I was thinking a lot about, even like on Wanakiki and stuff, some of my sisters and siblings, they kind of like were always like looking over at me and being like, how are you doing what you're doing?
You're the Jimbo of that show.
They're just like, how are you so effortlessly in character all the time and just like coming up with stuff and it all seems natural?
Yeah.
And I'm like, 25 years of experience.
Yeah.
Acting classes, comedy classes. I went to the National fucking Theater School of Canada, like on and on and on. Like, I've been working my butt off.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go to a ballet dancer and say, why do you dance so well?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this for a long time, but it just doesn't look like anything because I've been doing it for so long.
And same with, like, Jimbo's been fucking, is a trained clown, like a trained buffon.
Absolutely.
Has been working in the clown cabaret scene for a very long time.
I have to say, I'm really feeling for Jimbo also, as a person who was on a reality drag competition surrounded by Americans.
Mm.
It's challenging. I really hated Darian Lake in that moment where she got that joke out about, don't worry, I'm from Rochester. I speak Canadian. And I was like, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you and your ignorant American joke. Like, that was bullshit. I hate that kind of American stuff. I hate it.
I mean, granted, back in her day, Rochester had a direct ferry to Toronto.
Yeah, I know, but like, you don't speak American, like a Canadian. Like, that's just,
yeah.
Come
on. Yeah, fuck that's her.
That's so ridiculous. I just don't like that. Americans have this, like, ignorance. They have this ignorance about them. They're just like, they don't know it. They just don't get it.
It's true. No, it's true. They're all stupid.
I'm being canceled by all my friends now. Love it.
Another cancellation win. I like it. Anyway, Nasha sucks. I just wanted to get that out.
Yeah, she really didn't get it. Like, that acting.
She doesn't get it. That's it. She doesn't get it. She's one of those people who doesn't understand what makes Jimbo great.
She didn't get it. She just didn't get it. She was like, she thought that, and she's a good dancer in good fashion, but like, she thought that doing comedy is effortless and not skill.
Well, no, she didn't. She didn't, because she did ask for help. She did ask James for help, right? Like, she knew this wasn't her strength.
I know, but like, it takes longer than 5 minutes to be good at something like that.
Oh, absolutely. But she wasn't given longer than 5 minutes.
No. Can we talk about that challenge? Like, who won? Jimbo won. Do you think Jimbo should have won? I think she did a good job.
I do. Like, I think Jimbo should have won. I think Kasha Davis should have been in the top with her.
Me too. Yeah. Kasha was robbed. I think James was robbed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, James was in the top.
James was in the top.
If you think James was robbed, then you think James should have won. But you think Jimbo should have won.
I don't think Heidi should have been the top. I hate to say it. I don't like the shuffle and shuffle thing constantly. Like, I didn't think it was necessary.
I think she did a very good job. I think what hurt Kasha Davis is, sorry, Mrs. Kasha Davis, I don't mean to, is the fact that her outfit was atrocious.
Which one?
Both? The butterfly outfit? The butterfly.
The butterfly was fine. It was just that black skirt.
No, it wasn't. It was awful. It was awful. It was terrible. It was awful. It was really bad. It was terrible altogether. The entire look was awful. It was a terrible look. It was awful. Anyway, carry on, carry on.
Anyway, carry on, carry on.
Yeah. And so the net gala. Did you like the what was your favorite net gala look?
The butterflies, Miss Kasha Davis, the butterfly. If only for that black skirt. No, my favorite one was obviously probably Jimbo's.
Jimbo's internet gala version.
Yeah.
James Mansfield's, again, just like, she's really cranking up the sexy looks.
Yeah, in her own way.
In her own way. And I love it. That like net, that pink net thing.
Mm-hmm. With, the hair net.
I kid you, well, but just like it was a netted bodysuit. I kid you not, I was working on a look very similar to that.
Oh shit.
So we must have been thinking, it must have been something in the air, you know what I mean? But okay, she did it way better than I would have, so like, good for her.
she got that money though.
She has probably the entire Trixie Mattel entourage behind her.
What are your hopes and dreams for the show? Like, who are you liking, who are you not liking right now?
I think it's hard to say who's going to be in the top, but I do think it's going to be a Jimbo. I do think Jimbo's going to be a strong contender, and then they will come second because Canadians can't win.
Right.
Brooklyn Heights, second. Me, second. Yavska, went home second. You know, that's just how it comes. Jimbo, I mean, maybe Jimbo will be the first Canadian to win an American reality television show like that.
She might be. She might be.
She might crack it. You know?
Yeah.
I'd be excited by that.
Me too.
I'd really love to say James in the top, because I just think she's really going for it. Like, she's really going for it. And what a comeback story from, like, going home first on their season. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Heidi in Closet, honestly, I think she's just so likable.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, it's just like, they want her there.
Yeah.
And those are probably my top three hopes. What about you?
Well, for me, my tops are Jimbo and James. And then for the third spot right now, based on episode three as well, I'm sorry, I'm going with either Alexis Michelle or Kahana Montrees.
Mm, yeah.
Or maybe Heidi, but...
Yeah.
I want to say Candy, but Candy's just bringing bodysuits.
Yeah, I don't think Candy's really bringing it. I'm a little disappointed in Darian too, unfortunately.
I am too. I feel really bad actually, because it has been a very long time since she's competed. She's competing in a new body. She's lost 200 pounds. That's a whole person.
Absolutely.
And she's old. She was already not young when she did the show, and now she's older.
Yeah, she's an older queen.
Yeah.
I think Kasha's doing a good job though for what she's got quite a lot of cool stuff she's brought, as far as I can tell.
Right.
You know, some of it's middling, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, her fashion just isn't where it should be, but otherwise she's performing quite well. I like Mrs. Kasha Davis.
But she's not a fashion girl, you know, like none of these people are really. And the fashion girls, God, there's like Candy Muse and like Nayshia Lopez, and Nayshia Lopez is really didn't bring, honestly, never really brought fashion.
Never.
She's pageant-y.
She's
kind of like this pageant-y thing.
I don't even see pageant in her, to tell you the truth. She has no presence. That's the problem. She has no presence. When she walked into the workroom and said, it's a crime to look this good, I'm like, who? What? What do you? First of all, do you think you look that good? And second of all,
you know what? She's like a rhinestone. They look great on stage. Horrible on television.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Like a rhinestone drag queen.
Nayshia. I'm sorry, Nayshia, but yeah, she doesn't really translate.
She doesn't.
There's something to like about Nayshia, though. I mean, she's likable, but I don't know.
Well, there it is.
That's it. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing else to say. the judges were fine.
Yeah. Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel. She was kind of boring, though. I mean,
she was a little bit.
They gave her a line to read, and she was like, defying gravity.
Great. That wasn't her line. But yeah, you're right.
Let it go.
Anyway, carry on.
Wow.
You bitch.
We're so disinterested about Drag Race. Are people sure that they want to listen to us talk about Drag Race? Because I don't know.
I know. Listen, make peace with it now. This is what our show is.
Oh my god. Well, that was episode 1 and 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. Oh, we should probably talk about who went home. It is kind of sad that Monica Beverly Hills, my namesake twin, Hills.
She's a sweetheart.
Didn't bring it.
No, that's the thing is, and I predicted this last time when we talked about who we're excited about. I said I'm not excited about Monica. I don't think she's really gonna like. I also think like Nayshia, she's not built for the show, and I stand by that.
Yeah, and she kind of just. It was weird because I feel like it was a total repeat for Monica. Like the same thing happened. She walked in. She was not confident. She kind of crumbled, and then she left. Just kind of like bye.
And here's the thing: I've talked about this on the show before.
Monica.
I've talked about this on the pod before. Is that in order to be successful on the show, you have to have fun. Like, walk in knowing your expectations are not going to be met, and just have fun.
Yeah. Like James Mansfield wearing all those little dickies. It's so stupid. I love it.
Yes.
James Mansfield is living his hot boy fantasy, and I'm kind of living for it. It's like he thinks he is something else, and I love it.
He's the trade of the season.
James Mansfield is the trade of the season.
Well, there it is. You heard it here first.
Oh, obviously. That's definitely. I relate. And then who's the
You were the trade of Camp Wanakiki.
Well, everyone knew that.
Yeah.
It was my eyebrows. I shared them off and everyone loved it. Nayshia Lopez goes home again.
Good.
So yeah. Well, I don't know. You watched episode 3, so you know who goes home now. What do you think about the twist, by the way? Which is just kind of like a fan favorite.
That's exactly what it is, and that's why I don't care about it. It's like people are just going to vote for the youngest, hottest thing.
I know. Probably the skinny white one will win. Whoever's skinny and white.
Who is a skinny white one? Is there a skinny white one this year? I don't think there is.
I don't know, but I think Miss Cracker will just win anyway. So
I'm working with Miss Cracker.
Are you?
I'm going to Winnipeg Pride and I'm opening for her.
Well, she's going to be $50,000 richer, $25,000 after taxes. But you should get some of that.
I'm going to ask for it. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Our mom worked with Cracker.
She did. Yeah. Vicky worked with Cracker. Yeah. She burped in her face, probably.
You can continue the tradition. Look at you working at Winnipeg Pride.
Mm. I know. Look at me, the glamour. I love Winnipeg Pride. It was a lot of fun last year. I'm excited to go back.
No, see, you're doing well. Now you just have to take care of yourself.
Okay. I'm going to go take a bath.
Watch some Drag Race and take a bath and stuff like that. All right. Well, that was Drag Race.
Great. Tune in next week where we talk about Drag Race España Season 3.
Yeah, and Eve 6000 continues.
The only problem being there was no air conditioning, and they would not let us open a window or a door. So we had no air circulation. It was very hot.
I want to know how long that goes on for. Was it actually 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Was not, did that all that air? Did you put all that on the episode?
Yes.
You're a demon.
I left every single glorious minute of it. You can listen to it all on the Battle of the Drag Race episode a couple of episodes ago, where we have Disasterina, Eve, and Seance talking about the differences between Drag Race shows.
Cool.
Drag shows, you know.
Yeah. Great.
That's good. It. That's now it. We're back to talking about Drag Race. Love it. Well, I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Great. Carry on.
Hi, squirrels.
The Goodbye. Only problem being there was no air conditioning, and they would not let us open a window or a door. So we had no air circulation. It was very hot. It was the hottest day.
Anyway, carry on.